Listening 8, Intellectual Property.
Today's lecture is on intellectual property, specifically on copyright protection. First of all, I'd like to emphasize that copyright protection in some form exists in all European countries. Copyright restricts the use that can be made of protected work. As the term copyright implies, one such restriction is the right to copy that work. For an infringement to be established, it must be shown that the work in question is derived either directly or indirectly from the work protected by copyright. Copyright is often described as qualified monopoly rather than an absolute monopoly, such as a patent, registered design, or trademark. The subject matter of copyright can be any manifestation of creative activity having an individual nature, established in any form and irrespective of its value, designation, or manner of expression or work. The work shall be copyrighted since its establishment, even though its form is incomplete. The subject matter of copyright should be A. created by a human being, B. as a result of creative activity, C. individual and original, D. established in a tangible form of expression. The author is the person who created the work. The author can only be a physical person and not a corporation or a company. The author is the person who created the work. The author can only be a physical person and not a corporation or a company. The author benefits from copyright protection irrespective of complying with any formalities. The subject matter of copyright can be 1. Works expressed in words, mathematical symbols, graphical signs, literary, journalistic, scientific, cartographic works, and computer programs. 2. Artwork. 3. Photographic work. 4. String musical instruments. 5. Industrial design works. 6. Architectural works, architectural and town planning works, and town planning works. 7. Musical works and textual and musical works. 8. Stage works, stage and musical works, choreographic and pantomimic works. 9. Audiovisual, including film works. Protection may apply to the manner of expression only. No protection shall be provided for discoveries, ideas, procedures, methods, and principles of operations or of mathematical concepts. So if Pablo, who is the director of the chemistry department in a company producing perfumes, one day discovers a mathematical procedure for sorting different perfumes in the company, he is not protected as an author according to the Copyright Act. Authors' rights are divided into authors' moral rights and authors' economic rights. The moral rights protect the link between the author and his or her work, which is unlimited in time and independent of any waiver or transfer. Compared to the author's moral rights, the economic rights may devolve to other persons through heritage or by contract. Moreover, the author's economic rights expire after the lapse of 70 years, and the author's personal rights are unlimited in time and independent of any waiver or transfer. Any person can carry out acts in relation to the work that are not acts restricted by copyrights, such as lending a friend a book to read or a music CD to listen to in private. There may, however, be contractual restrictions affecting such acts. All persons, including the owner of copyrights, licensees, sublicensees, and members of the public, must respect the author's moral rights. Copyright law also covers performers' rights, phonogram producers' rights, cinemagraphic producers' rights, and broadcasting rights.